The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, fifth chapter, text number 15, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 9th, 1969, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
Om Agana Kmiranda Sagyanani Minasarataya Chakshuri Militam Lena Tatmain Sri Guravai Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Thapitam Adhino Bhutale Sangiru Pradamayam Dadati Katadantikam Mallihan Sri Guru Sri Jita Padakamalam Sri Guran Vaishnavansya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadhaitam Sadhaitam Sabhudhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Milita Sri Visakha Nidhan He Krishna Karuna Sandhu Dinamandu Jagatpati Gopisu Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastuti Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 So you keep there? Yeah. You can keep here. Is it open? Jugupsitam dhanma kritenu sāsata Sambhava raptas mahānmatik. So, in our last meeting, we have been discussing that shastras, scriptures, if they simply deal with material activities, of course, material activities should be regulated to come to the spiritual platform. But if we do not come to the spiritual platform, simply some regulative principle on the material platform will not help us. Religiosity means to prepare the ground, for being elevated to the spiritual platform. And just like it is said, dharma samasthita pungsa vishakshena katha suja not padayat ratin jadi samaya mahitiva. Dharma, religious faith, everything is very punctual. One is going punctually to the church or to the temple and executing all ritualistic ceremonies very rigidly, following the rules and regulations. But at the end, if he has not developed love for God, then Bhagavad says, samaya vaikeva. This is simply labor. Formalities. Caste priest, caste Goswami, the spiritual master, simply a formality. But the objective is not Krishna, objective is material happiness. That sort of religiosity of following the regulative principle will not help. So, Vyasadeva says, jugupsitam, this is abominable. Because if you simply stick to that principle, you are authority. People will understand that this is religion, nothing more. Namannate tasya nibaranam jana jadbhakup. Nano jadveva pravittimaga nindate tarhi nivittimage sadvapya tyaginaiva parameshara sukhasvarupanubhute king tad jasa kathanenapi tatraha vichakkhana iti vichakkhana ati nipuna kaschideva nivittita sadvapya nivittya asa vibha sukhaṁ nidvikalpaka sukhātmakaṁ sarupaṁ vedikaṁ gyāpa mārakati. One may be very expert in the matter of executing religious performances, but that does not mean he can be elevated to the spiritual platform. Vichakkhanasya arhati veditam vibha arantaparasya nivittita sukham pravattamanasya gunai ranatmana sata bhavan darsa cheshtitam vibho. This may be little helpful to rise to the spiritual platform, but unless one is actually engaged in the service of the Lord, it cannot be achieved perfectly. Then, Vyasa says, Narada Muni says, tata karanat he vibho anatmano dehabhimana atayva gunai sattadhivi pravattamanasya janaya janasya darshaya bhavaniti tamidha bhavaniti. Therefore, you write literature in such a way that people will become attracted to Krishna or the Supreme Lord. Simply official understanding of Krishna, God is great or Krishna is all-powerful, but my attention is only how to improve my material condition. This picture was given in our Back to Godhead. Perhaps you all remember that a bridegroom party was to go to the bride's home in India, the marriage party, bridegroom party. The bride, his father, his relatives go with the bridegroom to the bride's home, and the marriage ceremony takes place there in the presence of all kinds of relatives. That is the system. So the marriage was to take place in a different village some miles away. And in Bengal, the land is full of rivers. The rivers are considered to be high roads. So it was settled that the bridegroom's party will start in the evening, before the marriage day, and reach there in the morning, and rest whole day, and in the evening the marriage will take place. So they got up on a boat, and the boat was started, and all the members of the bridegroom's party, they fell asleep. It was on the river. The breeze was very pleasing. And next morning when they arose, they saw they are standing on the same place. Then they are surprised, how is that? The boatman was asked, how is that we are in the same place? We have not proceeded even a few years. How is that? So the boatman said that we were flying the whole night. We do not know how it happened. Then one boatman found out that the anchor was not taken up. The anchor was fixed up, and the whole night they are flying, and the boat was round about the anchor only, moving, and it did not
go a step forward. Similarly, the I power anchor that we want this material happiness, for which we may worship God, we may go to the temple, go to the church, offer our respect, artho-arthati, that is accepted as good. But one has to go far above that position. That means, if one, being distressed, approaches Krishna, that, my Lord, I am in distress, please help me. The qualification is good in this sense, that he, somehow or other, he has approached God. But his motive is not pure. His motive is material enjoyment. So, Vyasadev says, this kind of instruction in your book will not help people to come to the standard of pure devotional service, which can save him from all material bondage. That is the whole purpose. Then what is to be done? The same thing as Krishna advises, that sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ gacchā. You haven't got to do anything. Simply be engaged in Krishna consciousness. So, here, of course, I am very pleased that the boys and girls who have come to me, they have immediately taken to Krishna. But India, although this Bhagavad Gita is the scripture of Hindus and the Indians, still they are not so easy to access Krishna consciousness, because their brain is puzzled. Somebody says that you worship Goddess Kali, somebody says that you worship Lord Shiva, somebody says you worship Brahma. So mostly in temples, the temples which are meant for earning some money, they have got all kinds of deities. In one place there is Lord Shiva, one place there is Goddess Kali, one place there is Ramchandra, one place is just like store. You go to a store and you'll find all kinds of goods are ready there. Whatever goods you want, you pay price and take. So that is another business, that whoever you may love, please come to my temple, pay something, and you see your God is there. So, and there are some missionary activities also. They say that whatever God you may worship, it is the same. But our Vaishnava philosophy does not say that. Vaishnava philosophy says God is one. Vaishnava philosophy do not think that it is sectarian. This is based on Vedic conclusion. In the Rig Veda also, it is said God is one. Tad Vishnu. Vishnu is Paramam Padam. He is Supreme. Vedas does not say that Brahma is Supreme, or Lord Shiva is Supreme, or Goddess Kali is Supreme. No. Tad Vishnam Param, this is Rig Veda Mantra. And so far Bhagavad Gita is concerned, it is clearly said there by Krishna. He says, I am the Supreme. Nobody is greater than me. We find in Brahma Samhita also the same thing. Ishvara Parama Krishna. So actually, in the Vedas, the Supreme Lord is accepted Vishnu, or Narayan, or Krishna. Different names for Vishnu, Sapta. Even Shankaracharya, he also accepts Narayana Para. Narayana is the Supreme. Narayana. So God is one. But There are different kinds of demigods, that is also a fact. They are accepted as different parts and parcels of God, as we are also. The demigods are also living entities, they are not Vishnu Tattva. There are Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, and Shakti Tattva. Vishnu Tattva is the supreme, absolute truth. Jiva Tattva is part and parcel, and Shakti Tattva is the energy. So, the demigods, you can become a demigod. You can become, if you follow the process how to become, then you can become one day the demigod in the sun planet. It is not difficult. You can become one day even Lord Brahma, just like you can become one day President Nixon, like him. That requires your qualification, but you can. But you cannot become Krishna or Narayana. That is not possible. God is one. You cannot become God, but you can become part and parcel of God, more powerful. That is possible. Just like you are all Americans, but some of you can become a big officer in the government, the president, the secretary, the governor. But that position is better than ordinary man. Similarly, the demigods are like that. They are different officers of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. These things are described in Bhagavatam, that the sun rises under the order of the Supreme Lord. The moon rises under the order of the Supreme Lord. The ocean is not disturbing. It is calm and quiet. Not calm and quiet. It is in its position by the order of the Supreme Lord. So everyone is acting under the Supreme Lord. And Chaitanya Chaitamrita says, Ekala Ishar Krishna. Yeah, the Supreme Lord is only Krishna. Ekala Ishar Krishna, Arsa Vritta. Or any other demigod or even Vishnu Tattva, even Narayan, Vishnu. There are so many, manifestation of Vishnu Tattva. They are all subordinate to Krishna. Ishara Paramat Krishna. So here the point is that direct people to Krishna or the Supreme Lord. Don't misguide them that here is another God, here is another God, here is another. The Bhagavad Gita also in the last instruction, Bhagavan says, Mam Ekam. Ekam means one. Only surrender to me. So this is the verdict of all devotees. But if somebody thinks that I can worship Brahma, I can worship Kali, I can worship Shiva or many other demigods, it's still the same thing. This is impersonalist view, it is not a fact. Because according to them, the absolute truth is impersonal. There is no question of personality. But because we cannot concentrate our devotional energy or attention in the impersonal feature. Therefore, let us imagine some form of God. This is the, principle of the impersonal. They imagine some form of God and they get perfection and ultimately they become impersonal, merge into the effulgence, Brahma Jyoti. That is their philosophy. The Mahabharata philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy differ here. Our Bhagavad says that ultimate truth, absolute truth, is a person. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavani. The Master says that you direct people's attention to the Supreme Personality of God. Now the question may be that one may take to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without understanding the truth by sentiment. Just like sometimes in this country, some of the disciples, some of the students, they are coming, one has understood this philosophy very nicely and is convinced. Some of them are coming by sentiment. All right, let me join this Krishna consciousness movement. So, in that case, what happens? Suppose one does not understand the philosophy, but he comes to join this Krishna consciousness movement, then what is the effect? That is also clearly explained by Narada Devi. That tattva sadhanmam charanambujam hare bhajanna pakkuta patitta tujadi jatra ko kava abhadra abhud amusaking kuvarsyatu abhajatang sadharmata. So, Narada said that giving up all other engagements, just like it is instructed in the Bhagavad Gita, that give up all other engagements, simply surrender. So if somebody, out of sentiment, without understanding, out of sentiment, surrenders, comes to Krishna. He had many duties to perform, his family life, his duty to the country, so many duties, everyone has got so many duties, but one gives up all other duties, simply comes to Krishna. Then what happens to him? This is very important. Varsan, Narada Muni. He says, the sadharma, everyone has got some occupational duty. So he gives it up according to the instruction of Krishna. And charanambujam hare, and begins devotional service, Krishna consciousness. Then after some time, just like many, when I came in the beginning, there are many, not many, if you say within 5 or 6, they were working with me, but now they are not working. So that is possible. Because one may come by sentiment, then after staying for some time, he may find it, oh, what is this Krishna consciousness? Let me do something else. Or let me join in my previous occupation. So Narada Muni says that even a person joins Krishna consciousness, giving up all other occupational duties, and without being mature, falls down. There are so many reasons one may fall down. Not only, actually the reason is Maya. It is a fight. To take to Krishna consciousness means it is a fight against Maya. Maya is trying to keep you captivated within this material world. But if anyone takes to Krishna consciousness, Maya has to give him up. Maya cannot control anymore. That is not the jurisdiction of Maya. Because you have read in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna says, it is very, very, very difficult to get out of the grip of the strong Maya. It's not. But Mami Vaja Prapyodante, if anyone comes to me, ascendance to me, Maya Metam Tarantita, he immediately becomes out of the jurisdiction of Maya. So Maya is strong, always. And just like I was explaining this morning, what is Maya? Maya is already there, side by side, Krishna and Maya, just like this light. This side is light, this side is darkness. Take this example. This light, the one side is very bright, another side is dark. So this darkness and this light is always side by side. Similarly, Krishna and Maya, because Maya is one of the energy of Krishna. When that's there, by bhakti yoga meditation, experience the whole thing. What did he see? He saw Krishna, apasat purusam purnam. He saw the Supreme Person, mayan chatadapasrayam, and he saw also maya on the backside. Just like when if you stand, the light side, your shadow is not on the light side. The shadow is on the back side. So on our back side, the maya is there, although you are in front of Krishna. So, as soon as you become little slack in Krishna consciousness, immediately maya is ready to capture. Maya is always going side by side. As Krishna is all pervading, the maya is also all pervading. As soon as there is lack of Krishna consciousness, there is immediately maya. Krishna bhuliyaji bhogavancha kare, pasati maya tare japotiya dhare. Japotiya dhare means embrace. What is that? What is called to capture like this? Embrace? Yes. So as soon as one Krishna bhulya, forgets Krishna. Forgetting Krishna means sense enjoyment. Two things are there. One, the materialistic persons, they are engaged in the activities of sense enjoyment, forgetting Krishna. And the transcendentalists, the devotees, they, even though they have not forgotten, but they are not interested in sense enjoyment, they are interested in Krishna. That is the difference. This is maya and Krishna. So, maya is always strong. As soon as we little slack in Krishna consciousness, maya is captured. In this same process, so here it is said, bhajanna pakkho. If one is not very strong and not very much advanced, not mature, and falls down under the clutches of maya again, so Narada Muni says, yatra kava abhadravud, there is no, I would say, loss. Abhadra means great loss or inauspicious city. There is no, it is still good, even if it falls down. Why? Yatra kava abhadra avrut amasakim kovarthi atav, in comparison to the person who is simply sticking to the formalities of religious principle without any development of love of Godhead, simply following the routine work. In comparison to that person, this person who came to surrender to Krishna either by sentiment or somewhere other, but falls down, this man is better. This man is better. There is no, any great loss. Rather, it is a great gain. How it is gained? Krishna has confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that yogabhrasa sanya, suchinang simatangi, this question was raised by Arjuna. The Krishna, one person is engaged in bhakti yoga. It is very good if he can execute bhakti yoga to the perfect point and becomes liberated, goes back to Krishna. It is very nice. But if he falls down, then what is his position? He loses both things. He loses Krishna consciousness and also this material enjoyment. Then he is nowhere. Now Krishna says, no, no. It is not like that. His position is not like that. his position is better, still, even if he has fallen down. What is that? That Suchinang Simatangi, he is Yoga Bhrishta Sanjayate. If anyone immaturely falls down, then in next life he will have the opportunity to take birth in very rich family or in a family of a real Brahmin. Real Brahmin means Suchi, always pure. That is real Brahminical quality. Truthful, clean, wise, God consciousness, these are Brahminical qualities. We are giving third ceremony to our disciple to recognize him that he has got the Brahminical qualification. He has given up these meat eating, illicit sex life, gambling, and intoxication. He is chanting Hare Krishna mantra. He is being purified gradually. He is trying to understand Krishna. Therefore, he is always pure. This is the recognition. This third ceremony is recognition. But if we simply make it a show that now I have got thread, I have become liberated, I may not do anything, then again I fall down. The same principle is always going on, Maya and Krishna. Just like in India, those who are born in Brahmin family, they are falsely proud that we are born in Brahmin family, now we are perfect. Now we can do any nonsense thing, still I am Brahmin. And it is actually being done. They are doing works less than a Shudra, and still they are passing on as Brahmin. That is the cause of India's spiritual fall down. Some people they have exploited, simply being born in high family. But actually that is not the position. Actual position is by quality. If one has got the quality of a Brahmin, then he should be recognized as Brahmin, as we are doing here. Here, nobody is born in a Brahmin family. But how we are offering him sacred thread? By the quality. That is recommended by Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami gives a very nice example in his Hari Bhakti Vilas. That kanchanatang jati raso vidhanena. Jatha raso vidhanena. Kangsa kanchanatang jati. Tatha dikha vidhanena. Vijatang jati nirao. That just like by chemical process, one can turn gun metal into gold. Similarly, by the process of initiation, one can become Dija. Dija means twice born, or Brahmin. So, the chance is given. If one falls down immaturely from the standard of Bhakti Yoga, devotional service of Krishna consciousness, then he gets next birth. Either in a very nice Brahmin family or very rich family. So what is the loss there, even if I fall? But that does not mean I shall wait for falling down. No. Just like in India, formerly in medical college, there were two designations. One was MD. And another was LMS. So what is the distinction? Now after passing the, after regularly attending the class, say 5 or 6 years, if one passes the examination, he takes the title MD, doctor of medicine, or something like that. And if he fails, then he is given the title LMS. licentiate in medical, medicine and surgery. So after studying in the medical college for the regular years, 5 or 6 years, so even if he fails, he is recognized, but not to the standard of that past medical man, but he is given license, all right. If you don't wish to study more, you get the license to practice, licentiate. Similarly, a devotee, a person in devotional service, in Krishna consciousness, even if he falls down by some reason or other, without being mature, then he is not in loss. He says, Nagmuni says, that evam tavat kamma karma de anartha hetutta tam vihaya harellilaiva bandhaniyatam. Therefore, everyone should be engaged in Krishna consciousness. If we pass Krishna consciousness examination at the end of our life, it is very good. But even if we fail, just like the medical man failing, then we can execute, we can work as a medical man, we get the license, just like to take birth in a nice family, that means again devotional service. In India, rich family means they must have their own private temple. Generally, they have a private temple. All rich men. Now they are not constructing. Just like in your country, those are rich. Now they are not constructing any churches. They are everywhere. People are losing interest in religion. But informally, say, in 25 years ago, both the Hindus and Muslims, if one becomes rich, immediately he tries to construct a temple or a mosque. I have got personal experience. When I was doing medical business, one Mohammedan, his name was Abdullah, he was supplying me bottles. So he was a very poor man, but by making business in bottle supply, he became rich. So one day I asked him, Abdullah, you have got now money. How you are going to utilize your money? So he said, Babuji, ek masjid banaunga. He says that, my dear sir, that I have got an intention to construct a mosque. So people, either Christian or Jew or Mohammedan or Hindu, formerly they were religious, and according to their faith, they used to construct either synagogue or church or mosque or temple all over the world. Now they have lost interest. So to get a birth in the family of a pure Brahmin means he gets the association, because in a Brahmin family or a rich family, the worship of Krishna is there. Every Brahmin family, according to Vedic culture, must worship Narayana. Every Brahmin family. If he is not worshipping Narayan, then he is rejected from Brahmin family. That was his teaching. And Simatang means rich family, very rich family. So every rich family has a temple, private temple. Just like I was born in a family, although I was not a member of that family, but I was born in a very rich family, they had a temple. Is still that temple existing. When I last year went to India, I stayed in that temple. Uchudananda, recently he was there, he informed me that he is staying in that temple. So that is the facility. We got the facility of this temple. Because we are born in that family, from the very beginning of our life, we got the idea of Radha Krishna worship. It's very nice. So suchinang simatangihi yogabhrasta sanjaya. So there is no loss. He begins again worship of Radha Krishna, either in the Brahmin family or in the rich family. And kovarthayapto avajatang sadhammata. And if anyone does not take to Krishna consciousness, devotional service, simply engages in his prescribed duties as a Brahmin or Kshatriya or Shudra, and he's very strict moralist, he may get, he may not get up. There is, because this life, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedas, Upanishad, Kurastha Dhara Nishita Durutpaya. The people do not understand that how we are stationed. Any little difference, we may fall down. As there is chance of fall down from Krishna consciousness, there is chance of fall down from any position. This human life, human form of life should be very carefully and cautiously utilized. This verse I was explaining yesterday. Labdha sudullabham bhushambhavante. So, Narada Muni advises that induce everyone to be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Never mind if even if he falls down, there is no loss. This is the principle. If he becomes successful, the greatest boon, that greatest boon is described in Bhagavad Gita, saṃsiddhiṃ paramāṅgatha, highest perfection. Highest saṃsiddhiṃ, saṃsiddhiṃ means perfection. Paramāṁ, the supreme. Māṁ upītta kauntiya dukkhālayam asāsatam nāpnuvanti mahātmāna saṃsiddhiṃ paramāṅgatha. So if we become successful in Krishna consciousness, we achieve the greatest success of life. But even if we fall down, there is no loss, because we are going to get birth in Suchina, in nice Brahmin family or rich mercantile family, where it is supposed, nowadays, at the present moment, there is no Brahmin, no Kshatriya, no Vaishya, everyone is a Shudra. Kalau Shudra Sambhava, this situation is different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made the thing very easy. Either you become Brahmin and Shudra, or Kshatriya, or less than Shudra, Chandal, anything. It doesn't matter. Take to this chanting of Hare Krishna, and if you stick to this, and if you follow the regulative principle, your success is sure. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, and that is confirmed here by Narada Muni, that there is no loss. Even one falls down from Krishna consciousness platform. That does not mean we shall fall down. We must be very steady and rigid, and we bhav dhirabhrata. Vajante maanga dhirabhrata. Krishna says, Te danna maha nirmakta. How we can become fixed up in Krishna consciousness? That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Jesam antagatam papam. Anyone who is completely free from all sinful reactions. Jesam antagatam papam. Jananam punyakarmanam. And who can be completely free from all sinful reactions? They are always engaged in pious activities, such persons. Because if you engage yourself in pious activities, there is no chance of your being engaged in sinful activities. So, this activity, Krishna consciousness activity, is not only pious, it is transcendental. So, if you stay on this platform of Krishna consciousness, the easy process, just like we are executing in Nirvindavan, chanting, dancing, eating Bhagavad Prasadam, hearing Bhagavad or Bhagavad Gita, trying to understand, simple process. It is not very difficult. And you are satisfied with little prasadam, never mind what it is. This process will make you stay on. So don't deviate. Whatever little regulative principles are there, they are not very difficult. Just stick to this principle, chant Hare Krishna, eat prasadam, and your life will be successful. Here is the assurance by Narada Muni that even if he falls down, still there is no loss. But on the other side, those who are not in Krishna consciousness, if he is very regular businessman or regular worker, so many things, still his gain is nothing. He samayavai kevalam. He simply lever because he has no connection with Krishna consciousness. The life mission, this human form life mission, is to understand Krishna and listen. He is neglecting that. He has no information. Therefore, he does not gain. If you go to a place, to a work, and you can earn money as much as you like, and if you go there, and if you do not earn anything, you come empty-handed. So as your mission becomes unsuccessful, similarly, if in the human form of life, you are simply engaged in the animalistic way of life, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending in a nice way than the birds and beasts, then you are not getting anything. Parabhavastavadabodhyat. In many places, these things are very nicely explained. Abodhyata, we are born. We are born ignorant. A child is born ignorant. If the father, mother, guardians do not give him education, then his life is spoiled. The child has no fault. It is the fault of the guardian. Similarly, in this human form of life, if the state, the father, the teacher, the school, college, and everyone who are responsible for raising the child to knowledge, to become wise, if they do not take care, and simply they are trained for eating nicely, sleeping nicely, mating nicely, and defending nicely, then there is no gain. The life is, the chance is missed. Narada Muni says that without coming to Krishna consciousness, if he simply engages in a polished way to this animalistic way of life, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, then he does not gain anything. On the other side, if a person without any knowledge, without any understanding, by sentiment takes to Krishna consciousness, and being immature, if he falls down, there is no loss. This is the point.
Thank you.